Hello, everybody, and welcome to the ElectroMusic.com Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum. And today we have a special show called Scrooge. It's a story about a man who lived a life somewhat like the story of Scrooge in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. In fact, that man was me. Now, I won't get into a lot of specifics and details. The names will be changed to protect the guilty. And I'm going to tell you the story of Scrooge as I lived it myself. Now, Scrooge had a rough childhood and a tough time in college and an even worse time in the working world. People were always putting him down and causing him problems, deleting his work, spying on him with industrial sabotage, and things of that nature. And over the years, Scrooge slowly grew angry. He grew more and more angry, never finding the right way to vent. Everything just boiled up inside of him. And here we have a song. By the way, the songs on this program are from an album that I produced about a year ago called Paranoid Schizophrenia. Story of my particular taste of madness that the world has to offer. And this first song is called Anger. It's a song about being angry. If you listen to it, it'll make you angry too. Here is Scrooge being angry. Thank you. Yes, that was the angry song. And Scrooge sure was an angry person. But he decided to change his life. He met some Christians who invited him to their church, who embraced him and accepted him. And he started changing his ways. He started praying, giving to the poor, attending fellowship with other Christians, attending church, doing good deeds, reading the Bible, and all sorts of things like that. He really tried to change his life. And then he ran into a little bit of trouble, some hypocrisy within the church, as described in the following song called Christianity. Yes, the church members turned on Scrooge. A horrible rumor, a false rumor, spread throughout the church gossip network, and went out into the town and spread like wildfire. Everybody believed the rumors about Scrooge, and he started receiving persecution. He couldn't get service in restaurants. People followed him around in their cars, observed his behavior, recorded him with audio and video. He became like a hunted animal. Scrooge was in a pickle. And Scrooge developed a psychological condition called anxiety. High anxiety. His hands shook. He sweated uncontrollably in normal social situations. He'd drive around in his car and feel his heart beating and his breath coming in gasps as wave after wave of anxiety overcame him. Which brings us to a song called Anxiety.
Thank you.
Yes, Scrooge was at his wit's end, suffering from anxiety. He screamed at people who stared at him. He was taunted and teased and followed around. People spied on him and watched his every move, recorded him with cameras, telephones, and microphones hidden in his house, or so he suspected. Somehow everyone knew everything he was saying. Well, obviously, in Scrooge's condition, he could no longer hold a job. He found himself running out of money fast and unable to gain employ. So he did the last thing he would ever want to do. He returned to his family home in Miami, Florida. There he was welcomed warmly, but he was so pent up with anger and anxiety and all of the horrible things that had happened to him, he could do nothing but lash out at others around him. They found a psychiatrist for him who quickly sedated him, but it did little to help. Scrooge sat and stewed in his own juices for hours on end. He slept constantly, apparently suffering from depression as well. And then, one day, Scrooge decided he had had enough of this treatment. He wasn't going to take it anymore from the world. As a matter of fact, he was going to lash out at the world. He started scheming and planning. What could Scrooge do? What could he do that would get back at all the people who had abused him over the years? With his seething anger, he conceived a weapon. A scary weapon. Not as bad as a gun, but a lot worse than a knife. And more than that, he built it. He set up a laboratory with tools, electronics, and various materials that in order to assemble his weapon. A few prototypes later, he had a successful working product. It looked like a Klingon blade, and it was electrified with a spark at the tip that made a horribly loud noise. Worse than that weapon, he conceived what I will not describe to you, an entire category of weapons based upon that weapon, and he planned to build those as well. And he lashed out at society, telling all the people, if you don't stop messing with me, I will construct these weapons and unleash them upon society. In fact, he wrote a song called My Secret Weapon. Here it is. People have abused me in countless evil ways. Childhood beatings, endless teasings, destroying my creations, sabotaging my work. With lack of any outlet, my rage has slowly grown. Anger and resentment, thoughts of cold revenge. Someone made an offer, dirty deeds he'd do for me. But that is no solution. Hell is a bad place to be. So I thought up something evil and created it in my lab. a homemade weapon crafted in my angry clenching hands. I dreamed it up and made it and poured my anger in it. Like Sauron's ring, it holds the darkness of my soul. Knit within its rare construction are all my angry thoughts, but I must keep it secret, lest it get loose on the street, and add to this dark nightmare the crime and vengeance wreak. It's really no big deal, worse than a knife, but it ain't no gun. However, there's more news for you, it's not the only one. For in the dark recesses of my mind lay plans, just ideas, a starting point for a whole new class of weapons based on my crude design. Beware, for they are coming. Someone else will think them up. My deep, dark, secret weapon will find its way into the world, like Sauron's ring of power, through the evil hearts of man, it will find its way into the world. Don't ask, I'll never tell you, the secret of my heart, this demon's tool of hate and pain that was born of angry wrath. From schoolyard teasing, from people laughing, from office politics, from workplace sabotage, from lying, cheating, stealing, all the crimes committed against me by normal everyday people who drove me mad with evil. Now and then I take it out, the first of its kind, to see the world. I'll never tell the secret, I'll die with it instead. My secret weapon, my secret weapon. Well, Scrooge's family had been keeping an eye on him, and they watched him build the weapon and curse society, threatening to unleash his weapons upon the world if it didn't stop hurting him. So they got him some psychological care. He was found a very good psychiatrist who immediately put him on large doses of Xanax and began a long and difficult trial and error process of finding the right medication for his condition. Unfortunately, it took some time to discover this condition. In the meantime, Scrooge took his Xanax, and here is a song called Xanax. Thank you. Ah, yes. Xanax. A wonderfully sedating drug. Scrooge took his Xanax and slept for years, while the psychiatrist slowly figured out what his problem was. He put the pieces together, tried various medications, and when they found a medication that worked, the psychiatrist knew what his diagnosis was. It was paranoid schizophrenia. A mild case, fortunately for Scrooge. People with serious cases have difficulty dealing with reality altogether. But Scrooge had managed to survive all these years with a ticking time bomb inside of his mind. A time bomb called schizophrenia. And here we have a song called Schizophrenia. The Lament of Scrooge.
Schizophrenia, I ain't here for schizophrenia.
devastated by his diagnosis. Clearly nothing could be worse than this. He had lost his career, his friendships and associates, his girlfriend, everything he had known. Even his wood shop was gone now. All he had was a few possessions and some clothing. But he had time. He had time on his hands. He took his medication, he talked to his psychiatrist, and little by little, the healing process occurred over a period of years, 8 years in total. Scrooge became better. He discovered music. He discovered electromusic.com and the Chuck programming language. And he started making music. This brought him great joy. And through his music, he met friends. He made friendships with people and eventually met them. And suddenly, Scrooge's life had changed. He still got angry once in a while, but fewer and fewer were the occasions that he ground his teeth and clenched his fists. And more were occasions when he felt satisfied and joyful and excited about things. He had finally found his passion. It was music, after all. That was 2 years ago. And now I bring you to today. Here's a song that is not on the Paranoid Schizophrenia album, but it was made for it. It's a song called Recovery. And in it, Scrooge tells the story of his recovery and reflects upon things that happened to him in the past. Let's give it a listen. All over now, a fading memory. 8 years of recovery since my schizophrenic breakdown. Time heals all wounds, or so they say. That plus my psychiatrist and medication too. Antipsychotics every day, no work now, only play. Disability pays my bills with help from family. I cannot socialize, I avoid doctors and stores. Late nights I burn the midnight oil on projects of all kinds. Music is my passion now. I create it electronically with programs that I write myself, coding software night and day. I made the music tools I use to produce these thoughtful songs. The lyrics, they flow out of me, words emerging from my soul. I try to work creatively, productive and efficient. I share my work with others freely, my contribution to society. An artist I become, creating with my knowledge, using my technology. I write programs compulsively. There is a place I go, a community in cyberspace. I post to the music forum and make new online friends. People say that they can tell if I forget my medication. And that is how I know it's working well and verifies my diagnosis. Sometimes I still have symptoms. Nightmares, visions, seeing ghosts. Sometimes at night before I sleep, I feel someone touching me. I take extra medication when the symptoms reappear. My brain is missing chemicals that I need to keep me sane. I wonder why I went through hell when religious doctrine tells me then all things are used for good, no matter how bad they seem. Perhaps my journey was so rough, my suffering so extreme, so I would one day share my story and fulfill my destiny. Or maybe my cruel nightmare served to teach me how Jesus felt when he was persecuted by a twisted society. For my painful mad experience was like a social crucifixion, and my slow recovery is akin to a resurrection. Now I understand why on the cross he said, "Why have you forsaken me?" I felt like God abandoned me when all my prayers went unanswered. I'd like to joke that Nietzsche said, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." Because if that age-old phrase is true, then by now I must be invincible. If you have listened to my story, told by the songs in this collection, then I hope you learned my message well. Be kind to yourself and others. Because every time you hurt someone, no matter how small it seems, you add a drop of anger into their bucket of hatred. And when that bucket overflows, there's no telling what they'll do. Let's put an end to killing sprees with love and tenderness. Be kind to yourself and others. Be kind to yourself and others. Be kind to yourself and others. And there we have it, a happy ending after all. Scrooge found his joy, the joy of music. He made friends, and he had a new thing on his hands called time. He had time on his hands. Scrooge was no longer employed by anyone. He received a check from the government because of his disability. This gave him all day and all night to explore whatever fascinated him. Sure, he was on a tight budget. Gone were the days when he would roll up $100 bills, but he didn't need that much money anymore. He found that he could do things with his friends on the computer through the internet that opened up a whole new world for him. So in the end, Scrooge found his joy. And that leads us to the end of our presentation today. I hope you enjoyed it. This has been radio.electromusic.com, The Les Hall Show. I'm your host, Les Hall, also known as Inventor on the Forum, and I enjoyed putting this little recording together for you this holiday season. I hope you enjoyed it. Happy holidays!